War crimes in Ukraine. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The International Criminal Court is investigating Russia as the bombardment continues.
They're targeting civilians especially. They're trying to kill women and children. They're bombing apartments.
He's in Kharkiv, which one resident in a shelter also earlier told Fox is mostly destroyed. No shops open, nothing. Russia is also taking control of Kherson while attacking other cities, including Kyiv. But it claims it's open to stopping. Fox's Simon Owen has an update live.
Dave, both Ukraine and Russia say they're ready for another round of talks.
Наша позиция переговорная. Есть у украинских.
Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov says the Ukrainians know our negotiating position. He says Russia is waiting for Ukraine's response. But he also warned Russia is in no mood to stop its attacks and will continue. Ukraine's president Volodymyr Zelensky.
Чернігів. Суми, Миколаїв тримають оборону.
Says his military's defense lines in a number of cities are holding amid seemingly many deaths on both sides. Dave.
Simon, the UN says more than a million Ukrainians have now fled the country. The Paralympic Winter Games start tomorrow, and Russia and ally Belarus not allowed to compete.
The IPC unable to ignore Paralympians from other countries in the athletes' village in Beijing who threatened to withdraw if Russian and Belarusian athletes were allowed to compete. The IPC president said it was a very, very volatile environment in the athletes' village, a very rapid escalation.
Fox's Jared Max, trucks and cars in charred ruins on a closed stretch of I-95 in Volusia County, Florida, where thick fog early this morning led to chain reaction crashes.
We have two fatal crashes, one on each side. That's very unusual to have something like that.
Highway Patrol Lieutenant Kim Montes, three people were killed, several others injured. Fewer Americans filed first-time unemployment claims last week, almost 8% dropped to 215,000. The price of oil surged this morning. It's back down, but gas prices up 7 cents today, 18 cents in a week. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
He lit the match that started the fire. That's what prosecutors have told the jury in the first trial stemming from last year's Capitol riot. Guy Reffitt from Texas facing numerous charges. Another accused Capitol rioter from Alabama is the first to plead guilty to a seditious conspiracy charge. Joshua James is linked to the Oath Keepers militia and admitted to the allegation they aim to prevent the transfer of power. This as Democrats ramp up Trump accusations.
The House committee looking into the January 6th riot says evidence shows the former president and his associates engaged in a criminal conspiracy to block the certification process of the election. They were responding in a court filing to a lawsuit by one of former President Trump's attorneys who's trying to protect some documents from the investigation. The committee can't bring criminal charges on their own, but they can make a referral to the Justice Department. The former president's called the committee's actions a political witch hunt. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
The meeting and greeting has begun for President Biden's Supreme Court nominee.
Welcome and congratulate Judge Jackson.
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson spent the day in the Senate, the first steps in a confirmation process that could make her the first black woman on the U.S. Supreme Court.
If you're going to be the first in America, you better bring credentials to the task, and she does.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Dick Durbin met with Jackson, so did the committee's top Republican, Chuck Grassley. Hearings are scheduled to begin the week of March 21st.
And there's no reason to wait and delay, as far as I'm concerned.
If confirmed, she would take the bench after Justice Stephen Breyer retires at the term's end this summer. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are now rising up more than 250 points for the Dow, adding to yesterday when the Dow and the Nasdaq rebounded, getting back all of Tuesday's losses. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.